You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
I experienced this at the age of 19. It was late at night and I was driving home alone after leaving a party a few towns over.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps.
In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino.
Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly.
Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
The highway was deserted at nearly 2:30 a.m. I discovered my gas tank was nearly empty after 20 minutes of driving. Fortunately, I noticed a tiny Circle K sign illuminated in the distance. It was the only choice, but it had an old, dilapidated appearance. I parked next to one of the pumps after pulling into the lot. It was empty. I couldn't see anyone inside the store, even though the lights were on. In an attempt to get the attendant to come out and assist, I honked my horn once. Still nothing. I got out to pump the gas myself because I was cold, irritated, and running late at that point. At that moment, I felt goosebumps. A big glass window close to the Circle K's front was badly cracked. Someone appeared to have thrown something heavy, perhaps a rock or even a brick. I stopped and gazed at it. A spiderweb pattern of broken glass covered the pane. I felt uneasy. After hurriedly filling up the tank, I locked my car and went inside to take a look. I have no idea why I did. Maybe I wanted to make sure nobody was hurt inside. The bell above the door jingled as I pushed it open, but there was no one at the counter. I called out a quick,
"Hello?"
But only silence remained. A shelf in one of the snack aisles near the back was overturned, and bags of candy and chips were all over the place. It looked like a struggle had happened. The place wasn't trashed entirely, but just enough to hint something's not right here. I was about to pull out my phone and call 911 when I heard footsteps. A man walked out from the back storage room, dressed in a Circle K uniform. He looked off. His shirt was wrinkled and half untucked. There were sweat marks on his collar and his name tag was missing. He looked tense, as if he wasn't ready for a customer. He smiled at me in this really forced way and said,
"Sorry about that. I had to take care of a mess in the back."
I tried to act casual and said,
"It's okay. I just needed some gas."
He nodded and went behind the counter. I asked him if everything was all right and he laughed nervously.
Yeah. Some kids tried to break in earlier. They broke the window and made a mess, but I chased them off.
My instinct told me he was lying. His eyes kept shifting toward the back room. As I turned to glance at the door from which he had come, I noticed something unusual. There were two legs just barely visible through the small crack in the door. They were lying completely still on the floor. The shoes were pointed upwards. I tried not to react, awkwardly smiling. I informed him that I needed to use the bathroom. He paused for a moment to think, then nodded in response. With trembling hands, I took out my phone and locked the bathroom door after entering. I whispered everything I saw to 911. I told them about the body in the back room, the strange guy, the shelf, and the broken window. The dispatcher informed me that officers were already on their way and advised me to remain locked in the restroom. I spent what seemed like an eternity inside. I heard the man breathing heavily as he passed the door at one point. Perhaps he was aware that I had seen too much. I remained silent and held my breath. 10 minutes or so later, I heard police sirens outside. The front doors exploded open. I heard shouts and footsteps, then a loud crash that resembled a tackle. A few minutes later, a police officer knocked on the bathroom door. I opened it and saw two officers waiting for me. One let me outside, while the other stayed in to secure the scene. It turns out the guy wasn't a Circle K employee. He was a known criminal with a record of break-ins and robberies. According to the officers, he had walked into the store less than 10 minutes before I got there and had gotten into an argument with the real clerk, who was just a 22-year-old guy working the night shift. Things escalated and he stabbed him during the struggle. The cops said if I had come in just a few minutes earlier, I might have walked in while it was happening, or worse, been part of it. They found the clerk's body in the storage room. The guy had tried to hide it, but hadn't gotten the chance before I arrived. He was probably going to clean up the scene and take the cash before disappearing. To this day, I can't stop thinking about how close I came to dying. I still drive that same highway sometimes, but no matter what, I make sure I fill up before I leave, and I never stop at that Circle K again. On a rainy Thursday night, I was working my usual shift at Circle K. This place was just off the highway, with an empty road on one side and woods on the other. Most nights around this time, I barely see any customers, just the occasional trucker or someone grabbing a drink on their drive home. I was standing behind the counter, restocking some gum packs, when the front door slammed open. As I turned back, I noticed a girl standing barefoot, completely drenched from head to toe. She had a small cut on her forehead and hair uprooted in places on her head. She appeared to be around 16 or 17 years old and was panting continuously, as if she were having difficulty breathing.
Hey, you all right?
At first, she didn't respond. She simply stood there, trembling, staring at me. I walked closer and asked again in a softer tone.
Please, help me. I don't want to go back.
Her words sounded like riddles. I gave her a towel and asked,
Go back where? Did someone hurt you? Just call the cops now!
I called 911. Everything about her gave a strong indication that something awful had happened to her. I kept looking at the girl while I was on the phone with the 911 operator. I don't know why, but her face seemed familiar.
The cops are on their way.
I tried talking to her while we waited. She didn't answer when I asked her name. She finally responded when I asked her how she got into the woods.
It was him. My master. But I'm scared of him now.
I felt sick to my stomach when I heard the word master.
What? Who's master?
Her eyes widened if she weren't fully present when she gazed at me.
He keeps me at the cabin in the woods. Sometimes he feeds me with his mouth. He says, I'm here to serve him.
My heart was racing as I sat there listening. She continued explaining how he punished her when she made a mistake. She said he plucks out her nails as offerings. It
It's been 2 weeks and I only have one nail left. She lifted her hand and I jumped, seeing the tip of her fingers. That's when it hit me. I'd seen her photo on Facebook on a missing person post. She was the girl who vanished about 2 weeks ago from a town 30 miles away. Just as I was about to ask if her name was what I remembered from the post, a van pulled into the lot. The headlights were off. It rolled up slowly, stopping right in front of the store. Then the driver honked, just once. The girl's face went pale. Her lips trembled as she whispered,
"Master's here."
Without thinking, I bolted to the front and locked the doors. The driver of the van stepped out. He was alarmingly tall and wore this dark raincoat. He had an expressionless face with blue eyes that sent a shiver down my spine. He approached the glass, gazed at the girl, and then looked at me.
"Let her out! She's mine! You have no idea what you're doing!"
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once, a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I told him the cops were on the way, but that only made him angrier. He started slamming his fists on the glass. I genuinely believed he was going to break it. The girl sobbed as she curled up in the corner. I tried my best to remain composed as I stood between her and the door. This continued for a minute, and I was sure I'd fight him to the last drop if he got in. Just then, sirens from a cop car echoed from a distance. The man ran back to the van and sped off into the darkness. The cops came in, guns drawn, checking every corner of the store. Once they were sure it was safe, I told them everything. The girl confirmed her story and even pointed out a small symbol she said he made her carve into a tree near where she escaped. The cops radioed it in and said they'd search the area immediately. Within an hour, they had found the makeshift shack deep in the woods, along with evidence confirming she had been kept there. By the next morning, they had arrested the man. He had a long record of disturbing behavior that had somehow flown under the radar for years. The girl's parents came to see me at the store 2 days later. They cried so hard they could barely speak. Her mom hugged me and thanked me over and over. The cops said if she hadn't run into the Circle K, or if I hadn't stopped the man, things could have ended very differently. It's been months now, and I still think about that night. I work the day shift now. I can't bring myself to be in that store alone after dark anymore. Not after hearing what that girl had been through. And not after seeing that look in the man's eyes, like he really believed she belonged to him. Some nights, I still see his face in the window. Even though I know he's locked up, some images just don't go away. Back then, I was working the night shift at a Circle K, located on the outskirts of town, when this incident took place. The majority of the nights were quiet, with only a few truckers, late-night snackers, or the odd suspicious customer, and I was the only worker there. But that night was different. It was around 1:15 a.m. I remember the time because I had just refilled the coffee station and was about to heat a frozen burrito in the back. Outside, the fog had gotten thick, so thick you couldn't see more than a few feet beyond the parking lot. The only road in or out was barely visible through the haze, and we were surrounded by woods. I was halfway through a soda when I saw a man coming out of the fog. He was walking slowly. He didn't even have a flashlight. He came from the side of the store where there was nothing but trees. He wore a thin jacket that didn't seem nearly warm enough for the cold, wet air. What unsettled me the most was his face. He had a wide, unnatural smile that never went away. He appeared to be in his mid-40s and had a slight baldness on the top of his head. Under the fluorescent lights, his pale skin looked gray, almost like a corpse. Without hesitation, he opened the door and stepped inside. A rush of damp, cold air flew in as the automatic door slid open. He remained silent for a few seconds, oddly scanning the store. I greeted him as I usually do. "Hey there, let me know if you need anything." He totally ignored me without saying a single word and began walking through the aisles, never picking anything up. But he kept stopping at the security mirrors, those convex mirrors we have in the corners of the ceiling. He would stand underneath one and just stare into it. Initially, I suspected that he might be under the influence of drugs or experiencing a mental health issue. I've seen plenty of customers like that over the years. Searching the store for quite some time, he finally made his way up to the counter. I kept a close eye on him just in case. Without a word, he took out a crumpled dollar bill and slammed it against the counter. He pointed to a stick of gum from the little box we keep by the register and said, "I'll take one of these." I tried to be normal as I rang it up. He simply stood there and watched me. Then, all of a sudden, he took a hard bite out of his own lower lip. The squishy sound made my skin crawl. Blood began to trickle down his chin, yet he continued to smile. His smile widened the more he bled. Using his bloodied fingers, he took the stick of gum, opened it, put it in his mouth, and chewed it softly. His eyes rolled up in a sick pleasure as he continued chewing. Seeing me look at him with shock and disgust, he spoke for the first time as if he hadn't spoken in days. "I like my flavor of gum better," and started laughing. Without saying another word, he turned around and left. I saw him disappear into the fog. That seemed to be the end of it. I was mistaken. 15 minutes or so later, the guy was back, and now he was standing outside the window, staring right at me. His smile remained unwavering. The expression on his face remained unchanged. He didn't knock. He didn't move. He just stood there, watching me. This went on for almost 20 minutes. I didn't want to go outside, obviously. I kept trying to focus on anything else. My phone, the camera monitors, counting cash. But my eyes constantly drifted back to the window. He was still watching. He didn't blink. He just smiled. Finally, I picked up the store phone and held it up so he could see. "I'm calling the cops," I mouthed. He tilted his head slightly, then spat the bloody gum on the glass. The gum stuck to it with saliva and blood dripping down the glass. He winked at me like he had just cracked the funniest joke, then walked back into the fog. Although we are technically not supposed to, I left right away. I didn't give a damn. Next morning, when the manager showed up, I told her everything. She just nodded and said she'd report it, but didn't seem too concerned. I quit the night shift the same day and requested to move to daytime hours. A week later, another clerk from a nearby station said he saw the same guy, same smile, same bloody mouth, walking along the shoulder of the highway, chewing gum and laughing to himself. The authorities still didn't report him to the cops because the man hadn't done any physical harm to anyone. I still work at Circle K, but I'll never work the night shift again. Not after encountering that man. There's something deeply wrong with a guy who doesn't feel the cold, who walks barefoot through fog, who enjoys tasting his own blood, and laughs like it's all a joke.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Some people are just wrong. And I hope I never see him again.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to. Naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.